The May Day Mystery. My name is Major Wallace Wilt, and this is the story of the May Day Mystery. St. Ives, in the southwest of England, is normally a very peaceful town, and when I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock, it seemed that today was going to be no different. I am a very respectable man, you see. My life is quiet and ordinary, and today, as always, my morning routine was entirely normal. I took a quick cold shower, combed my short silver hair and beard, put on my grey suit, and then left my small cottage and went for a morning walk to the harbour. For a while, I watched the fishing boats returning to the town, smoked my pipe, and enjoyed the fresh, salty breeze. After some time, I walked back towards my house, stopping at the bakery to buy some bread, then stopping at the newsagent to buy my newspaper. I do this every day because I am a respectable man with a normal routine. At home, I prepared kippers and toast and a large pot of tea, which I ate and drank in the garden while reading about the local news. A perfectly normal morning indeed. Of course, I knew that it was May Day. I always enjoyed the festival when I was a child, and to be honest, I think that I enjoy it more now that I am a pensioner. So, at about 12 o'clock, when the sun was high in the clear summer sky, I left my cottage for the second time and walked to the town square where the celebrations were beginning. It was a wonderful sight. The young girls of the town were all carrying flowers, the young boys holding old trumpets or penny whistles. The mayor and the town councillors were dressed in their smart clothes, and there were smiles on the faces of everyone I saw. Then, at about 1 o'clock, the brass band began to play, and the whole town followed the parade through the streets to the harbour. I saw Mr. Morris the butcher, John the newsagent, old Bill the barman from the local pub, Mrs. White the baker, and many other familiar faces. So, it seemed like the whole town was at the parade, but we now know that someone was not. And then, when the parade was nearly at the pier of the harbour, we heard the scream. The person screaming was a young girl, because she was the first to see the terrible sight. However, when other people saw it, they began to scream too. You see, there was something very wrong with the maypole. The long red ribbons which the girls normally used to dance around the pole were now lying on the floor next to the two parts of the useless, broken pole. Well, there was chaos. The mayor and the councillors called for the local police and asked everybody to be calm. However, in only a few minutes, people began to suggest possible culprits. Bill the barman said that he thought it was probably some of the young children. Mrs. White said that she thought it was probably someone from the next village. And John from the newsagent said he thought it might be Mr. Morris, the butcher. Soon the police arrived and they tried to ask people some questions, but it was impossible. There were only 3 police officers and there were hundreds of people to speak to. I stayed for more than an hour and waited for a police officer to ask me a question, but nobody asked me anything. So, at about 3 o'clock, I walked back to my cottage, made a cup of tea, and began to read my newspaper again. Now, my window is open and I can still hear the mayor and the councillors and all the people from the town arguing about the May Day mystery. So, I sit here in my quiet cottage and I smile. Next to my chair is the saw that I used to cut the maypole down, and I occasionally look at it and laugh. Yes, it was me. I am the culprit that they are all arguing about and trying to find. How did I do it? Well, I walked to the town square with a saw in my hand. I didn't hide it under my coat or carry it in a bag. You see, when you are my age, people don't look at you very much. Then before the parade began, I walked to the pier, cut the maypole down, then walked back to my cottage and put the saw next to this chair. After that, I walked back to the square and followed the parade to the pier with a big smile on my face. And why did I do it? Do I hate festivals? Do I hate St. Ives and the people who live here? No. I did it because everybody thinks that I am a respectable, ordinary pensioner. I did it because nobody really looks at you when you are an elderly gentleman. I did it because I know that people think that old people never do this type of thing. Well, my name is Major Wallace Wilt, and this is the story of the May Day Mystery. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.